Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Let's go!
Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey, welcome to Thursday. Ray's on.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Yeah, orange rain. That means you're dehydrated, isn't it? Plenty of water, guys.
Plenty of water.
Oh, right. What have I got for you? I've got vampires or I've got hammers. Do you want a vampire or do you want a vampire or do you want an hammer?
Can I get hammers, please?
Hammers. Hammers for 200 euro.
Great deals on hammers.
Are you looking for an hammer? Then come on down to Hammers, Hammers, Hammers.
We've also got nails at Nails, Nails, Nails.
That's next door. We're having a party.
Come get hammered.
Hammers, Hammers, Hammers. We've got lamp hammers. I lost us.
We've got claw hammers.
You want an hammer? We've got it. Hammers, Hammers,
Hammers.
Hammers. Right, this is actually a claw. To describe it, it's like, yeah, it's a claw hammer. It's a regular hammer. The type of hammer that you'd have in your toolbox. A regular hammer. A man picks up the hammer. There he is. He's showing it to the camera. And then he's got a keyboard there or a piano of some kind, right? So he's showing the claw hammer. And he puts it upside down on the very bottom key of the keyboard.
Right.
And he's just left it there. On the upside down. So it's the head of the hammer upside down, pointing up on the very bottom key of the keyboard. And then,
oh.
And it's still going in the background. Is that how Van Halen did it then, with an upside down claw hammer? This has been rolling over since last Friday, so if you manage Kim to Crow and Heaven to the FM. Play the music you love, huh?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Gorgeous. I'm trying a new hair product at the moment. Since this morning, I saw this. I usually use a kind of a paste.
Yeah.
So I saw this putty instead.
Putty, right.
Hair putty.
Yeah.
They say it's not like, it's not shiny or stiff.
Not greasy, no.
So I put some in and it looks like I haven't done anything with it. Looks like I've just left it.
It looks very natural. So natural that, yeah, it doesn't look...
It like looks like I haven't done it. Yeah. Now, the other thing as well is, I know, this is putty, right? Mm. I know that it's in there because every time I touch it, I can feel it in my fingers.
Right.
But it doesn't look like I've done anything with it.
No.
My hair drinks the stuff. It's ridiculous.
Right.
Should I get my money back?
Will you go back to your other wax? No?
I'm trying to find something else because I've become dissatisfied with my... other wax that I've been using for years. I'm just kind of like, I think it's time for a change.
Do you need listener help on that?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm confident in myself. I'm not Ray Darcy. I don't need to be asking the listeners for everything. I'm my own man. I don't need your advice, listeners. You're grand. But it was a V05.
Oh, I've heard of them, yeah.
and it's a putty, and it's €5.50 it costs.
And what's different between a putty and a wax or a cream?
This was what I found with the putty, and I was surprised by it. Like the paste that I was using, it comes out kind of like a toothpaste. So that's sort of a thicker toothpaste.
Right.
And that goes quite waxy, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas this then, when I opened it up and I expected it to be similar, it's kind of gummy.
It's gummy,
kinda,
not waxy.
It's kind of a wet gum. It's like a puddle. Like it's very very gooey, like.
Like liquid.
Yeah, yeah. Kind right. of a very thin chewing gum, like a melted chewing gum. Mm. And then you put in a bit of that in. But it doesn't look like I've done anything with it.
No, it doesn't.
So I might go to gel now next. Gel will be all shiny. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
I wouldn't use mousse, like.
You know, I could try a mousse.
Would you try a mousse?
I'd try a chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put chocolate mousse in my hair, though.
No. Are we on the radio?
Oh, she's for life. Wait, what was the vampires? Ah, here we go. You see, there's always one, isn't there? I said, do you want vampires or do you want clawhammers? Clawhammers was Van Halen and Jump. A man puts a clawhammer on the bottom key of a keyboard. Upside down on the bottom key of a keyboard. And it makes this noise. I said, do you want vampires or do you want clawhammers? What's the vampires? I love vampires. Why didn't you do the vampires? It was JP's choice, actually. He chose. And now you'll never know. You'll never know what the...
You're not going to tell us.
I'm not going to tell you. I teased you with it. And you're not going to know now. Let me go find it. Hang on. Please hold. Here we go. Vampires in the news this morning. I don't know if anyone... Maybe Pamela mentioned it already, actually. But I don't listen to the radio. Famously, as you know, I don't listen to the radio. Let's see if I can identify this. JP, tell me what this is. And you know it from somewhere. Bow, bow, now, now.
Is it a TV theme tune?
You can actually sing along. Bow, bow, now, now. Come on, the clue is vampires, for Christ's sake.
Ah, is it herself?
It is herself.
The Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, what's her name?
It is Buffy.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Prince Jr. Killing the vampires, left and right. Stakes to the hearts. Bow. 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 And is there anything else? No, that's it. Yeah, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is coming back. Murrin's going to be delighted. She's my Buffy the Vampire Slayer hardcore fan. Should get her on. Ring Murrin there and see if she comes on. Does she still hate Today FM? Murrin the Today FM Slayer. Buffy the Vampire Slayer cast reuniting for unexpected spin-off series. Buffy's back with many of the original gang getting together once more to take down the vampires, demons, and the occasional giant praying mantis. Here we go. It's been 2 decades since Buffy, played by Sarah Michelle Gellar, and her pals disappeared off screen, and now the catch up is happening. This is going to be the new series will see Spike take the lead role, and he'll be joined by a bunch of familiar faces that longtime fans will be happy to see again. Cordelia's coming back, Rupert Giles, Anya Jenkins, and Tara McClay. I know some of these, but there's others then that I just were getting deep into the weeds then in the character fandom, and I just wouldn't know them.
Spike, I know. He was famously a very, 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 very nice guy in real life.
Yeah, well, actually, I've watched a bunch of... There's a guy who does a really interesting podcast, and he videos them, and I've watched them on YouTube. See, this is the thing with YouTube. You watch one of them, and then all of a sudden, you spend the rest of your life watching videos of that same guy all the time. So it's a podcast about people who starred in those sort of pop culture, Superman, the Smallville.
Yeah, like Angel. That Angel, one.
A bunch of those shows. Tell me what it is. I'll have to look it up on YouTube for you. But anyway, he was in one of them shows, and then he subsequently interviewed all of those stars of all those various shows down through the years. It's really interesting to listen to the way they talk about it, particularly as well working with Joss Whedon, who was running a, well, a not very easy to work under regime, because he ran Alias and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Huge successes, of course, but apparently it wasn't all harmonious at the time. So, I saw your man Spike be interviewed, and really nice fella. American, even though he puts on English. Yeah, he puts on an English accent in Buffy. Very nice guy. Anyway, he's coming back. Drusilla, Jonathan, and Clem are also back to cause havoc. That's good. It's called Slayers, a Buffyverse story, and it'll be... Hang on. It'll be different from the original in that it is audio only.
Ah, Ray.
And it'll be set 10 years after.
What? Come on.
That's not a TV show. That's a podcast. I mean, that's like... What?
I need to be able to see the demons with my eyes.
This is audio only as well.
Yeah.
And nobody gets excited about this nonsense. Would you give over? I'll try and get excited about that. I'll let you know when it's going to be. When it's on, I'm sure Maureen will be listening to it. She won't be listening to this anyway. Famously hates Today FM. All right, I'll do the roll call after Tori Amos. This is Today FM. That's going really well. How's the show going? Going well, like, yeah. Really good response to the bits. Still only early days. Yeah. Bring me your higher love. Oh. Still very much finding our feet. Kygo, Whitney Houston, Higher Love, Today FM, playing the music you love. It's only day 313.
Is that what you say to people who ask you? Because people do ask me, how's the show going?
Yeah, it's just
what are you supposed to say?
That's going fine. How's the show going? That's fine, like. And you're all gone.
Yeah, go on.
Ray Foley on show. JP.
Acha!
Ray, speaking of hammers, I got my first toolbox, including a claw hammer at the age of 38, but I've yet to use it. From Ryan on show in Leitrim. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Ryan. I have multiple hammers. I've got like five claw hammers.
That's too many hammers.
I know. I think I inherited a few, sort of like that were in the shed in the house that we moved into. There's a couple there, and then I had my own, I suppose, and then I bought a couple of tool sets that there were hammers in, and I was like, well, I want the rest of the tools, but I don't need the hammer. But sure, I'm not going to say, here, take that hammer out and give me a hammer deduction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ray, I can't believe you just got my hopes up for a Buffy comeback. Day ruined. Dogs crying. From Sarah on show. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Sarah. Sarah, I didn't read the whole article. I didn't know it was an audio-only thing. I thought they were bringing the show back, because that's the way it read for the entire first five paragraphs. I thought they were bringing it back as well.
Somebody else made the good point that they couldn't make it a TV show because if they did, all the vampires would have aged when they're not supposed to age. Do you know what I mean? They'd look older, and vampires aren't
that's
supposed
a good
to
point.
Look older.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Ray, that podcast is called Inside of You. Is it called Inside of You? Is that what it's called? By Michael Rosenbaum. That's him, all right. He played Lex Luthor. Yes, young Lex in Smallville. From George on show in Clondalkin in Dublin. You're absolutely correct, George, and it's a very good... I've never actually listened to the podcast, but I've watched the videos, the short clips on the YouTube, and caught you on show at Alan and Sinead's wedding, which is happening tomorrow in Portugal. Look at them off having a foreign wedding. No recession around here. Living your best lives, aren't you? Congrats to Alan and Sinead, and indeed to Koch, who got invited. We didn't get an invitation, but sure, look at it. Ray, get yourself the Darren Kennedy hair clay. Oh my God, I've got some of that.
Hang on a second. So we've got putty, we've got gel, we've got mousse, We've got wax.
Hair
we've
clay.
We've got paste. And now we've got clay.
Clay. Darren Kennedy hair clay. It's brilliant. Not shiny like gel, but it holds well from Shane. I have it. And you know, name drop here. Darren Kennedy gave it to me.
I see Darren Kennedy sometimes around Dublin.
He was in the news yesterday. He was mugged. They called it a violent mugging. And I was like, well, you're not going to be politely mugged, are you?
Unlikely that you'd hand over your valuables. He's a very good looking man.
He sure is.
I don't objectify him. He's very good looking.
Yeah, he's a good looking boy. Well done, Darren. Hope you're all right after the mugging, or the violent mugging. Yeah, he gave me some of that hair paste, and I still have it somewhere in a drawer. Never opened it. I was like, well, that's not my usual stuff, so I'm not going to use it. Mark in Limerick says, Ray, what you need is to get is a matte clay. Plenty of brands out there. Natural look with no shine. Love the show. Hey, from Mark in Limerick. Marky Mark. Cheers, buddy. I'll investigate. What did I say? I was using putty. I thought putty would be fairly matte, no? Oh my God, find out what Cooper uses. Matt's matte. Matt's paste.
Should I be writing these down?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Ray, forget ladder. Forget hammers. What about ladders? Oh yeah, we're talking about hammers earlier. Amas, ladders. On the other hand, ladders. Sell me, Towie Tibbs. It's ringing.
Hello?
Wooden ladders, talk to me.
What about wooden ladders?
You got wooden ladders for sale?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Sell me.
I don't have to sell you. You either want them or you don't.
Well, I don't know what they're like as, do I? I need descriptions.
You know, the light wooden things at the side with struts across.
Darcy's a clever one. What make are they?
No idea.
What do you mean, no idea? I've had wooden ladders in my family for 42 years, right? No two wooden ladders are the same. Let me tell you that now. You have no idea what made they are?
No.
I might be interested.
Really?
Not strictly for me. Russian gentleman. Collects them, you see.
Right.
Incredible, sorry.
Right.
Owns two football clubs. I won't say which.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the price.
Doesn't he?
He doesn't, no. He doesn't pay £60. He's just superstitious or something.
All right.
He won't play anything that's got to do with a six or a zero.
All right.
He's crazy Russian type.
Right.
Super rich, you know. We got a deal or what?
Well, what is the deal?
Well, I don't know. Give me a price.
Well, you've got a price in the paper.
I know, but I'm saying I can't deal with that price. It's got nothing to do with me. Talk to the Russians.
Put the Russian on there.
I wish I could. I really do.
Do you really?
He's in Siberia right now.
Is he?
Fishing.
Really?
Yeah. What?
With ladders?
No, with ladders, no. He's got a museum, you see.
Oh.
The Russian Wooden Ladder Museum.
Right.
Been there?
No.
You haven't?
Bloody comedian.
Comedian? That's why they call me Terry Tibbs. Thank you, good night. Much love.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
He's a Russian. He collects them. The Russian Wooden Ladder Museum.
Terry Tibbs.
Yeah, that's Phone Jacker, by the way. You can do a search for Phone Jacker, Terry Tibbs, ladder, sell me. Stay here, I'll play John Newman next.
Weekend Breakfast with
John Newman, Love Me Again. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Thursday already. God, where did that come out of? Thursday already, we're nearly there, nearly on the weekend. This fella's celebrating. A fella from Cork, a Cork man, has landed a gig as Aldi's official beer taster. Now, I'm very cynical about these things. It always seems to me this is just an opportunity for Aldi to get us to mention Aldi
on the radio.
On the radio, and that's all it is.
It is what Aldi would want.
And then, but I always think when I read about these, you know, these kind of situations, let's mention the others as well while we're at it. Lidl, Tesco, Dunn's, Super Value. Who am I leaving out? O'Brien's Wines. Anywhere else you get beer as well. Where did I leave out? Come on, tell me. Did I leave someone out?
Marks and Spencer's? No, not really.
Yeah. Trust me, I'm not doing my shopping or my drink shopping at Marks and Spencer's. Yeah, I always think that when I read the article saying Aldi have launched a search for a nationwide search for a beer taster, I immediately think, well, that's never going to happen. That's just a stunt.
That's just marketing, isn't it?
It's not going to happen, yeah. Well, by God, the crazy so-and-sos went and did it.
Oh, my God.
They've got someone and they've given him the job of official beer taster. This is the man that they, aside from the cash machine winner this afternoon, this is the other person everyone else is going to love to hate. So let's ring my beer guy. Please open.
All right, okay, yeah. Bear with. I've had a beer each night for about 7 out of the last 8 nights.
It's ringing.
How come I'm not considered?
Did you enter?
No.
That's the hello. Point. See. Hello, is that Chris?
It is.
Hello, Chris. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Do I call you Your Majesty, or what is your official title now? Is Aldi Beer Taster?
It's official beer taster, I believe.
Official beer taster. Mr. Ambassador, Mr.
nothing fancy like that.
Your Highness, Your Majesty. So you have been select. How? Tell me everything. How did you hear about it, first of all, the process of becoming the official beer taster for Aldi?
Well, I'd say it was about 6 weeks ago. I think I saw an ad on Facebook looking for an official beer taster.
Right.
And I said I'd give it a go. I was running an Instagram page for the past 2.5 years with my friend Steve, and we were reviewing pints of stout, mostly in pubs around Cork, but around Ireland as well. So I'd have a good bit of experience just drinking and talking about it and talking nonsense about it, you know. So
right.
That might be good.
Does it become more nonsensical the more tasting you do?
That seems to be an unintended side effect sometimes.
So you saw the ad. You see, I was just saying that anytime I'd see an ad or an article like this, I'd be like, well, that's just a stunt. They're never actually going to go and hire someone. But they did. It was an actual genuine thing that they were running. Did you think the same thing? Did you think, well, we'll see where this goes?
I don't know. I'd never seen Aldi do anything like this before. This would be something you might see with, I know, say, Tesco or Dunnes maybe, but
yeah.
I said I'd give it a go anyway. I only saw it maybe once or twice on Facebook, and I wasn't sure it is. Many people even apply to begin with, you know, so I said I'd give it a go.
So what was the process then? How many hoops did they make you jump through before you landed the gig?
Wasn't too complicated, I think. I just had to tell them my favourite beer from Aldi, and I think that might have been it, actually, and why I'd be qualified for the position.
That's very easy, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, just not too bad at all.
Tell us, in terms of running the is it an Instagram page, you said?
It is, yeah, called Stout Watch.
And how often would you update it, and how many beers would you go through a week?
Well, we've been a little quiet on it lately now. One of my friends was living abroad for the past few months, and so I was being a bit lazy now, if I'm being honest.
Right.
But I suppose we try and post maybe once a week in ideal circumstances.
Now, just to be clear, you're still drinking beer, you're just not putting it on the internet, is that right? I worry.
Oh, yes, that's very true.
So what are your own criteria then in terms of a good beer? What are you looking for then as an official taster?
I suppose a lot of the pints you'd have on draft, you're looking for it to be clean tasting. I mean, you get a lot of pints and they're metallic coming out of the tap. You're looking for something you can have all night and not have one and think, God, that tastes awful. I'm not having that again. You know, I mean, yeah, it has to have a good bit of flavour and not be too cold. And it has to be a good atmosphere in the pub, I guess.
In the pub, yeah. Well, there won't be a pub situation now with the Aldis.
Of course.
Sorry,
the beers from Aldi. I suppose I'm looking for something you could drink away, something not too hoppy, something that could appeal to the masses. You know,
yeah.
A lot of craft beers these days, they're very specifically targeted for certain demographics, I think, and certain tastes. But a lot of people don't go into craft beer because of that. They think it's, I know, elitist, I guess, but anyone can try them, anyone can enjoy them, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, what is your own, given your own background is in stout, how do you feel about pivoting into the beer end of things?
Well, I won't say I've never drank beer before in my life, and obviously I do drink stout mostly, but yeah, it'll be
you're
nice to
get a change. You're an adventurous stout drinker then. You're yeah. Willing to experiment. Okay, fair enough.
Absolutely.
And do you spit or swallow, Chris?
Oh, the thing with beer is you have to swallow beer. I think with wine or some other spirits, I think you can spit those out and still get the taste in your mouth. But beer has to be felt in the stomach, apparently.
Well, it's very important, isn't it, Chris?
You'd have to drink it all.
To be doing the job properly. So how long have you got this for? Is it is there a term on it or is it indefinite?
I think in the UK they started it last year and I think it's one per year. So I think at the moment I've gotten 15 beers to try and give feedback on, and they gave me a €100 gift card, and I'll be getting another shipment then, I think, the end of September for their Oktoberfest launch.
Fabulous. Whereabouts in Cork are you?
I'm not too far from Blarney, Granagh.
I'm going to need the exact address, Chris. I'm going to
intercept your deliveries.
Give
me the air code later.
Listen, man, congratulations on landing the gig. He's Aldi's official beer taster, Chris McShortall. Oh, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Your Instagram is @StoutWatch, where we can check that out and see what you've
that's
already
right,
done.
Yeah, I've found out with cheers, my friends.
Much obliged. Thanks for taking the call.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.
All the best. Bye. Ray
Foley.
Well done, Chris.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Heartbeat.
loves with every heartbeat. Oh, sorry, we're back on Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley with you for another Thursday afternoon show. And yeah, really enjoying ourselves this afternoon with some great tunes and chat. And of course, your text this afternoon too on 0874 100 102.
Great to join you in studio today, Ray. I think you're doing a bang-up job. The listeners seem to love you, which is more than I can say for myself. But more power to you, I say, and it's great to have you on.
We need to do a full show as DJs. Seriously, and without telling anyone, just do it, like, out of nowhere. Ciara King.
Here's Ciara.
Ciara King. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ciara King. Ciara King's on. How are you?
I'm good. I don't know what sort of mood that I've caught the buzz.
we're just being deaf. A very good afternoon to Ciara. Ciara's going this afternoon. Ciara, how are you doing? How's the weather looking around Stone?
It's looking pretty grey out there, guys. But the two of you are going to brighten up my afternoon.
A very good afternoon.
Ciara is, she's a young lady about town. She's a bit of a movie buff as well, which is why we like to check in with her just towards the weekend, just to mark your card for what you might get up to over the weekend. Lots of new releases out there. It's very exciting stuff, Ciara.
She's Ciara King, but she's our queen of telly and movies.
Do you know what? You're actually doing a very good impression.
It's actually really enjoyable.
It is really enjoyable. And you're doing a very good impression of what it's like to be, you know, those cheesy American morning show hosts.
Oh, she's doing the pivot.
Look at that.
Thank you.
So radio. The radio pivot, ladies and gentlemen. Our first topic is the morning show, Series 3 on Apple Television. This is Jennifer Aniston's. Jennifer Aniston and... Who was it? Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, and there's a new face on the block at season 3. It's John Hamm. And he plays this kind of eccentric billionaire that wants to launch himself into space. Does that sound like someone that any of us know? But anyway, yeah, no, season 3 of The Morning is back. A lot has happened since season 2. Now, Ray, you were a fan of season 1, weren't you?
I watched season 1, but I didn't stick with it. Let's get a little taster of season 3, yeah. Actually, before we go any further. This is The Morning Show on Apple TV.
Off air.
What's happening?
Someone's in the system.
Get that music turned off!
UBA has been the target of a cyber attack.
This hack is nuclear.
Certain things may come to light.
Did you ever tell anybody?
Personal things that were never meant to be shared.
Let all the secrets come out.
We are flirting with financial disaster.
We need someone with more money than God.
I am offering you a lifeline.
It is time to smash and shatter. Let's burn it all down.
Oh, dramatic.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I feel about The Morning Show. The first season came out at exactly the right time during the pandemic. And obviously Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell and Reese Witherspoon were the big names connected to it. And it did the first season very well. And it's almost one of those shows that should have stayed just been one season long, because it was the right time. The Me Too movement, Steve Carell's character, you know, was a real baddie in it. And maybe it should have, could have ended, you know, kind of perfectly after the first season. But obviously, like anything that gets really popular, like, well, we have to make more of this. And here we find ourselves now in season 3. And a lot has unfolded. I'd recommend watching the recap, because I never watched the recap really of any TV shows. And I sat and I watched it. I'd forgotten so much. Like, when was season 2 actually? I feel like, what was it, a year ago?
I think it was about a year ago. Yeah. I often find, because I drink too much wine when I watch a telly. And I find that the minute a new series starts, we could be 20 minutes into the episode 1 of like series 3 or whatever, of anything, not just The Morning Show. Mm. And I'm going, what's happened? Why are they together now? Why is that happening? So we have to go. There's always a YouTuber that'll make a 3 or 4 minute, here's everything that's happened up to this point, and it's super handy. So you have to watch that. So what did happen, without ruining it necessarily, what happened in the second series? You don't know either.
it was the whole narrative around Alex, Jennifer Aniston's character. And remember, she did all the shows live with COVID during the pandemic. It was revealed that she had a relationship with Steve Carell's character. And then Bradley Jackson, played by Reese Witherspoon, was in a relationship with Juliana Margulies, Alicia Flockhart, as a lot of people would know her as well.
The good wife.
So there was, and also then you had Billy Crudup, and he played Corey, who's kind of the head of UBA, and he's trying to, he's kind of in love with Reese Witherspoon. He's also trying to keep the heads of UBA happy. I remember he launched that streaming service during the pandemic. So that was
this kind is all broadly reflective of real life, because similar things have happened in CNN.
This is it.
Yeah,
and that's where they opened it. John Hamm is the newest face in this, and he plays this eccentric billionaire, gorgeous billionaire, can I just add. But obviously they're basing it on Elon Musk, and in the first series they literally send one of the presenters to space. He also wants to buy UBA, and there's a bang of success of this. And the only problem with that is we've seen it before in Succession, done extremely well. So I don't want to watch that again in this season of The Morning Show. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair. And I can understand that. The thing is, though, that the pedigree of everyone involved in this would make you kind of go. And that's what I was. That's what I really enjoyed about. Is Steve Carell still around, by the way, out of interest? Does he make an appearance?
No, he's totally gone.
Okay.
No, he's not around. Yeah, spoiler alert there. No, Steve Carell is not around.
You're dropping in and out of me here on me. I'm losing you. We'll reconnect if that's all right. Very briefly, is it worth watching Series 3? Is it worth giving it a go? No, you're gone. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play the song, then I'll come back all together.
It's a good teaser, Ray.
You know what? Now, you see, that's another radio bit. Mm. It's like we've left you hanging and you're like, oh, is it any good or not? Well, you'll have to listen to all of this song from Dr. Alban to find out. That's not the end of the intro there. I want to write that down. That's another radio bit for you. Dr. Alban and It's My Life. We'll catch up with Kira after this on Today FM. Things I do them normal. Things I say them normal. Stop bugging me. Stop. What?
I mean, it's not that normal.
Things I do them normal. Well, they're normal for Dr. Alban, clearly.
Not grammatically correct.
Things I do them normal, but not necessarily grammatically correct.
Not a doctor of syntax, he wasn't.
Do you know, he was a dentist.
A dentist, get out.
Dr. Alban there, and It's My Life. Today FM, played the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley in the hot seat this afternoon, taking you all the way through to the last word at 4:30. And Dr. Alban, the doctor in his title, coming not from a medical degree per se. Kira, please, I'm trying to DJ here. But of course, he's a dentist.
Not the only musician, Ray, of course, to hold a doctorate. Of course, Brian May, the axe-wielding guitarist with Queen. He also isn't. Brian Cox, not the actor, also a fine musician in his own way. He loves a bit of space and he loves to tinkle the keyboards with a band that I can't remember right now.
It was D-Ream.
Okay.
Of course, he did a pop background in D-Ream, and then he did a pivot of his own into the world of astrophysics and space exploration. Absolutely fascinating. Speaking of fascinating, the new movie featuring Hercule Poirot is hitting cinemas this weekend. Actually, Kira's back, by the way.
Yeah. She's alive.
Kira, you can wait.
I'm back.
You can DJ. You can wade in with the DJing at any point as well if you want to.
Thank you very much. I'm actually worried for the Tubi and how you're going to get to the end of the show, because I know the giddiness in the Tubi
I wanted. I was thinking we'll do a whole show without telling anyone. We'll just start from start to start to finish. We'll just do a whole show as DJs. Without ever referencing being very proper.
Let's do one next week. Put one in the diary.
We might get in trouble for it. Quickly, Kira, on The Morning Show, we were talking about Series 3, The Morning Show on Apple TV coming back. Is it worth watching? Any good?
Oh, look, it's got Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. The addition of John Hamm is brilliant. There is an art of big tech trying to close in and take over, you know, trying to ruin legacy media. As I said, I've seen that before, but am I going to watch this to the end? Absolutely.
Right, so we'll give it a go. I must go back and check out series two then, because we just didn't stick with it. Although the first series was pretty good. This is Hercule Poirot. You've got Wallander.
Hercule Poirot.
Wallander is Poirot now, which is ridiculous. This is Sir Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh, this is The Haunting in Venice. Okay, so this is, if you didn't know, this is what Kenneth Branagh has kind of been doing for the last couple of years. This is his third installment, murder mystery of popular the Agatha Christie movies, surrounding the famous detective Hercule Poirot. Now, for me, the actor David, is it Suchet?
Suchet. Souche.
Like touche,
but with an S.
Right. Ah, she's gone again.
Okay.
I tell you what, I'll play the trailer while we try and reconnect. Hang on one second. Have a listen.
Hercule Poirot, I've seen a million of these so-called psychics, each one a fake.
I do not believe in psychics.
Come with me to a seance. Spot the con I can't.
Detective, you are here to discredit me, but I can talk to the dead.
Somebody is dead. No one shall leave this place until I know who did it.
A ghost killed her.
There must be a rational answer for all of this.
Now, this cast features Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot. Others, you've got then Michelle Yeoh's in it. Gorgeous Jamie Dornan's in it.
Oh,
hello.
He plays the doctor, actually.
Doctor, actually, very good. And Tina Fey is in it from 30 Rock. I love her.
Yeah, so Tina Fey's brilliant, but she plays the kind of like this dark, cynical author who invites Hercules Poirot, who is retired and living in Venice and living the simple life, to a seance because she thinks that the psychic, played by Michelle Yeoh, is a little bit dodgy. And obviously he begrudgingly goes to the seance and somebody, guess what, guys, somebody gets murdered in the building.
Right. I haven't watched either of these, mostly because I know all of the plots, but because, you know, these are very famous stories that have been around for decades and decades, and it's all been done by the other fellow, by Suchet. So what have they done that's different or original with these?
Well, A Haunting in Venice, it's based on the lesser-known Agatha Christie novel, Halloween Party.
Okay? Right.
And Halloween Party is actually set in the UK, so they've completely and utterly changed that to obviously been set in Venice. We discussed this before. Lots of movies are being made in Italy of late. And what's different about this is there is a bang of horror about it. It's very creepy. Now, the supernatural, you know, the supernatural elements may not be supernatural, but maybe the hauntings of human beings, if you know what I'm trying to say. And that's what's kind of interesting about this movie. Because you aren't told why Poirot is retired and living in Venice, and that's kind of revealed over the course of the movie. And yeah, it's got gothic-y vibes to it. And he actually hired Kenneth Branagh, who directed. He hired the same composer who did the music for Chernobyl. So the music kind of has you at the edge of your seat as well. It's a little bit sinister. And another thing brilliant about Kenneth Branagh, because you remember Death on the Nile, Gal Gadot, or whoever you want to pronounce her name, I probably not pronounce it properly, he has this kind of knack of getting the big names, but not like the huge names, into these movies, and that's what gets people in to watch them.
Interesting, right? Like I say, I haven't watched either of the first two, but JP says that they're incredible and they're very comforting and very assured.
They're a bit like do you know that Glass Onion movie? It's a bit like but it's kind of a bit more weekendy afternoon viewing. I like, and Kenneth Branagh is just brilliant.
I've got a couple of them just to catch up on this weekend, and I'll give it a look. And A Haunting in Venice, worth looking at, and that's in the cinemas. Finally, A Look Ahead, it's back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Here we go. Glitter balls at the ready. Len Goodman. Seven. Bruno Tognoli.
And Darcy Bussell.
Six. We're just going to listen to the whole thing, Kira, sorry. It goes on for an hour and a half. This is just a loop of this. Oh, here we go. Very long, isn't it? I suppose they show all the various dancers over that then, as they get eliminated, they're gone. Sorry, Kerry.
This is it, because there's an awful lot more dancers than I actually kind of had remembered or anticipated. And can I ask the both of you, if you were asked now to Dance with the Stars or Strictly, would either of you consider it?
I'd do it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Would you?
I'd love to do it. They seem to have an amazing time. It seems like incredibly hard work. Everyone I know, or anyone I've interviewed that's done it over the, because they've done loads of the RTE one over the years. I'm putting it out there now, by the way. I'm if there's a chance at all, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
You're issuing a come get me plea.
Well, the only issue is you need to be a celebrity, to be honest. That's, okay. That's the only reason that I'll never be approached.
Do you know what, Ray? Do you know what, JP? Do you know what that means for myself and JP? Let's say you were on Dance with the Stars or whatever. There'd be a really awkward piece to camera with myself and JP. He'd be there to support you on the Sunday evening.
Really behind Ray, and we think he can ace this. Go, Ray.
Jennifer Zamparelli coming over to you with the microphone. And this is Ray's team. Are you guys excited? No. Where's the toilet?
Yeah, we're here.
I do it because it seems like great fun. You have an amazing time, even though it's really hard work. And the weight loss. By the end of it, you look fantastic. Yeah.
This
is the BBC one, so it's coming back.
This is Strictly Come Dancing, and it's back on television sets this Saturday at 6:30. And you've got the likes of Craig Revel Harwoods, Shirley Ballas, Motsi Mambuse and Anton de Beck as the judges. And the Irish interest this year is TV presenter Angela Scanlon.
Love her.
Yeah, so hopefully her Irish dancing as a child will help her now in this particular role. Now, I was going through the contestants. A lot of them I don't know. Some are familiar to me, like Adam Thomas. He's the Emmerdale star, and he's the brother of Ryan Thomas. He used to be in Carnation Street. Mm-hmm. Bobby Brazier is an interesting one. He's the son of Jeff Brazier, and we all remember Jade Goody.
He's Jade's son, yeah. And he's in EastEnders. He won an award recently at the NTAs. He is so good looking. He is he's drop dead gorgeous, this kid.
Also a model. And he also makes me feel really old because I just feel like I'm still the same age as when Jade Goody, you know, was and whatnot. Krishnan Gurumurthy, you'll know as the Channel 4 newsreader. Mm. Les Dennis, he's been around for ages. He's the actor and English presenter. Nigel Harman, he's the EastEnders actor when I used to watch EastEnders back in the day. And also Love Islander, Zara McDermott. They're kind of the ones that people would know. Angela Rippon, she's presenter of Rip Off Britain. Amanda Abington, she was the actress in Sherlock and Mr. Selvridge.
All right.
And Angela Croft is...
Right, you're going into the failures now. These are the ones that are going to be evicted early or kicked off it early. Interestingly, Angela Rippon, she presented Strictly Ballroom back in the day, didn't she? So she's the original version of the show.
And she's kind of one of the older contestants. She's 79 years young, so she's in it. And also Angela Croft, she's a former British tennis player. And I was reading during the week, she compares being partnered up with the pro dancers to being partnered up with Roger Federer.
Because they're the best of the best?
Like, seriously. Like, come on. That's a bit of a stretch there now, Angela. But yeah, so that is kind of the lineup. Jodie Cundy, he's a Paralympian swimmer and cycling athlete. The stand-up comedian Eddie Caddy is also there.
You're just
going to
list them all, aren't you? You're just going to list
them.
She's going to read them all. You'll be glued to it yourself then on Saturday, will you?
Do you know what? It's kind of, we're heading into that autumn winter phase where you're kind of sitting in on a Saturday night, and why not?
This is the time of year you'd be like, X Factor would be starting on the 10. You're like, it's not that time of year already, is it? It's going to be Christmas in 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. Strictly's back on the television. That's this weekend on BBC. Ciara Keane, our queen of telly. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Thank you, boys. I hope you get to the end of the show today.
We won't.
This is Today FM.
It sure is,
Ray Foley.
Cheers, Ciara. Talk next week.
With Care Plus.
I wish you wouldn't do that. I hate it when DJs, at the end of the song, they start singing the song. It's just so infuriating, particularly when I'm trying to tape it off the radio. It's just annoying. Wanna Dice, You and Me song, Today FM, playing the music you love. Of course, the soundtrack to Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Some great tracks on that album, it's got to be said.
Starring a super fresh-faced Leonardo DiCaprio. One of his first big gigs, I suppose you might say, Ray.
And a fantastic performance from Claire Danes as Juliet.
Baz Luhrmann, of course, went on to do Moulin Rouge. Another great, great, great movie with great songs.
I can't.
I have to do it.
Did you hear about the big cow?
Big cow.
Mega cow Tommy. He stands at 6'1".
Wouldn't he be a bull then?
He's a cow. He's a cow. No, she's a cow then, I guess then.
She'd be a cow, he'd be a bull.
Hang on a second. Tommy, a 13-year-old purebred brown Swiss, lives with Fred and Laurie on a farm in Cheshire.
Does he have udders?
He doesn't have udders. No, he's a bull. Or a bullock. He's a beloved pet of the family. He knows how to milk it for all it's worth.
Hey-o.
enjoying plenty of snacks and a free roam of the farm. Well, a 6-foot cow, you're not going to stand in his way, are you? It's like, listen, Tommy, you go ahead there. Like.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
I've had to deal with some massive cows myself in the past, but the less said about that, the better, if you know what I mean. Stay on Today FM and play Beyonce next. And your chance for the family for a family trip to London with Monopoly at McDonald's.
Coming up. That rain is coming in from the south and spread to most areas.
Look out!
Apart from
it's
Connacht
spitting.
And
it's
Donegal.
Spitting, children, save yourselves.
Is that orange rain or phantom?
Get inside and save yourselves. It's spitting, children.
You done?
I'm not done. This is my show. I'm until 4:30.
It's Ben's show between
I'd love to be done.
Until I say the last word is coming up, this is my gig, all right?
You just said it.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
Music you love all afternoon. On Today FM.
That's you and Ben now. You're going to be at each other's throats.
You just said it. You just said it. Here we go, kids. Manav, did you just give me the finger?
He gave you the head shake.
The that's pathetic head shake. Here we go, Monopoly at McDonald's, it's back. You can play in-store and on the McDonald's app for a chance to win some amazing prizes. Everything from Big Macs and McFlurries to laptops, TUI holidays and more. Up for grabs, Monopoly at McDonald's. It runs for a limited time. So get down to your local McDonald's restaurant to play today. Our end-of-week prize tomorrow afternoon, a family trip to London. A Monopoly-themed family trip to London to give away. We've got a €200 prepaid credit card every day. Then we'll put everyone in the draw. The trip to London. A return flights for 2 adults and 2 children. 2 nights accommodation at a 4-star hotel in the middle of London. Breakfast each morning. A London bus tour taking in the iconic locations like Oxford Street, Piccadilly Circus, Trafalgar Square and a river cruise on the Thames as well. If you want to get into win, we're going to play our game. We're going to roll the dice. Have you roll the dice on air in a couple of minutes. All you got to do to register with us, text McMonopoly. McMonopoly. Along with your name and where you're from to 0874 100 102. And we'll get you on roll the dice and we'll do our London challenge. McMonopoly, your name and where you're from, 0874 100 102. And we'll get you on after this. The Fratellis, Chelsea Dagger, you're on Today FM. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Miracle. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. All right, a family trip to London to give away tomorrow afternoon on this here little radio show. A daily prize, €200 prepaid credit card to give away. All with thanks to McDonald's. And Monopoly at McDonald's is back. You can play in-store or on the McDonald's app. Loads of prizes up for grabs. They've got Big Macs, McFlurries, laptops, holidays and loads more. And we're asking you to text in the word McMonopoly. Bit of a tongue twister, isn't it?
This is all got.
It's caught in your gob there.
It's ringing. Should be Emer, Ray.
Emer?
Yeah.
Where's Emer in the world?
It's in Waterford.
Hello? Hello, Emer.
Hi, how are you?
Are you in Waterford?
I am indeed, yeah.
Emer, Ray Foley, Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. Would you believe this is the second time I've been on Today FM today? I was on Ian Dempsey this morning.
I don't listen to the radio.
I didn't win anything, so I just said, look, you know what, I'm going to keep trying. I tried the cash machine, didn't win that, so I said, you know what, this is my last attempt. So
what were you on with Ian Dempsey for?
His geography quiz, you know, the one you have to pick the
I don't know it. I don't listen to the radio.
What questions did you get asked, Ian, or give us 2 of them?
I got no questions. I didn't even have to ask or answer any questions. I just had to pick a number between 1 and 10, and I got it wrong.
That's not a geography quiz then, Emer. That's a numbers quiz.
Okay.
Emer, come on. We're going to struggle if this is the bar.
You can nail Dempsey now on false advertising.
Yeah.
It's not a geography quiz at all. Ian, you've lost it, man. This isn't a geography quiz at all. This is a numbers quiz.
By the way, Emer, how do you know that when you said that number, that wasn't the right number? It could have been the right number and he may have just said, no, it's the wrong number.
That's
a fix.
He has a clue.
Yeah. Well, I was up against another guy from Cork, so maybe he just preferred Cork people.
That's it, you see. Yeah. Dempsey is famously biased towards the Cork audience. It's disgraceful.
It goes back to the Civil War. He actually had family members involved, and one side was Waterford, and he always sides with Cork.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I had no idea. What was he giving away? What's Ian giving away?
They were Jewry's Hotel, like a weekend break.
Oh, lovely.
So it was like if you got the number, you got the weekend or the two nights stay in, I think they had to change their name or something to Leonardo Hotels like that.
And how does it work? Did you have to text in for it?
Yeah, just texted, yeah.
And who rang? Did someone ring you then and put you on?
That's it.
Who
did?
Who rang you?
I don't know. I can't remember her name.
Was it a man or a woman?
A man.
It was probably Charlie then. Ian Dempsey show. Yeah. What was your man like when he rang you? Was he nice? Was he polite? Was he friendly?
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't a bit curt with you, no?
No, that'd be his way.
He did all the small talk and how are you getting on today? That thing.
We don't do any of that. Oh, guff. No, we don't
get straight to it. It was just straight to it.
No message.
Otherwise, you're just waffling about nonsense talk for a couple of minutes before you do the quiz.
Wasting everybody's time.
Nobody wants that.
So now, I have no help here, by the way. I just have a 17-month-old baby.
Ray's got no help in here. Does a radio show every day.
Yes, look at me. I need a bit of help. I've been crying out for help for years. No one will give me the help that I need, that I so desperately need. So come here. So what did your man ask you? How are you getting on? Is it...
He just asked me a few questions about, you know, what were you doing today and things like that.
So what are you doing today?
I'm off, actually. I'm a teacher. I'm just on a day off. Had an appointment today because I'm pregnant. So I had an appointment this morning. And then for the rest of the day, I've just been texting to the AFM. So.
Yeah, clearly. You'll be on every bloody show. He's just going to be on with Matt after 4:30, talking about personal finance with Charlie Weston.
Yeah, but I think he's a Cork man now, so I don't know.
You can't get a look in with them, lads.
Crazy stuff.
Your bias for the Cork.
Cop on, guys.
Congratulations, by the way. When are you due? Do you mind talking about it?
January 18th, so yeah, big way.
Capricorn.
Yay!
I think it'd be a Capricorn, wouldn't
it? Do you know what you're having other than a human child?
No, and I'm not going to find
out.
Not
going to find out. Okay, no, so you've got a 17-month-old already, so you're going to be up the walls.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I won't be texting today FM at all.
You won't have the time. No.
No. Exactly.
You won't have a free thumb for texts. But we will have a family holiday, fingers crossed, tomorrow afternoon to give away. A family holiday to London to give away. We've also got a €200 prepaid credit card, all thanks to McDonald's. This is Mick Monopoly. Monopoly and McDonald's is back. So a lovely London trip to give away, a Monopoly-themed trip. And we've got a London-themed prize or quiz to do now, yeah?
London-themed, right?
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll roll a dice and then we'll get a London-themed question for you.
Okay.
And then that's it. Give me the number of things. Like if a roll of four, give me four of the London things or whatever. And then we'll give you the €200 prepaid credit card and we'll put you in to win the trip to London. Are you right?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go, Soemer. Shake the dice. Give it a good shake now, okay? And you throw it when you're ready, all right?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
You throwing it?
Whenever you want.
Yeah. Oh, it's a three. We need three London tube stations, Emer. Oh, that's nice.
Piccadilly Circus, Oxford Street, I think of another one, Euston Square.
Yeah. Are they all right, are they?
They're all more or less right, Jen.
You don't have, we don't have a clue.
I don't have those lists.
I lived in London years ago.
Do you know the bear with the hat? Ago. Great friends with Queen Liz. What was his name?
Paddington.
Yeah, there's one, yeah. Or the Battle of what? And then there's ABBA.
Waterloo.
Two. She's what? Does she need to say the ones that we've got?
I'm trying to ramp up the tension.
There's like 100 tube stations.
There's no tension.
I'm going to ask my 17-month-old for help.
Emer, pick a number for our geography quiz. Pick a number.
9.
No, it's not the number we were looking for. Sorry, you've lost. No.
Play again later on.
No, three. Ring in Matt after 4:30. Come here. A €200 voucher. So the €200 prepaid credit card is yours. You can spend that whatever way you like. And we're doing the draw then tomorrow. All thanks to McDonald's for a family trip to London. We're looking after you for everything for an exclusive London trip, a Monopoly at McDonald's. Listen,
thank you.
Well done. Thanks for
taking
the time to text. And Good luck tomorrow. We'll do the draw tomorrow.
And
right?
I eventually won. Woohoo! Something.
You finally did. You can put the phone on charge now and just leave it, okay?
Yeah. And by the way, Ray.
What?
I love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Emma. Good luck tomorrow. We're going to do the draw tomorrow. And one more chance to get in to win on this. Oh, with thanks to Monopoly at McDonald's, in store and on the McDonald's app for your chance to win prizes. Today FM. Samantha Mumba, gotta tell you, Today FM. We play the music you love, but we are done for another Thursday afternoon. Come back and join us tomorrow for your Friday show between 2 and 4.30. And thank you so much for indulging our guff for the last 2.5 hours. Absolutely ridiculous. There's so much we didn't get to do.
We
didn't get to do Samantha Numba, where Samantha Mumba tells us she's mad keen to rip off Ian Dempsey's famous geography numbers quiz with her own version. Yeah. It's called Samantha's Numba. We didn't get to do Kenneth Branagh Flakes. Yeah. Where top actor Kenneth Branagh reveals the secret to his longevity. High-fiber bran flakes are the cornerstone of his diet.
Keeps you regular.
Branagh flakes. And we didn't get to do Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Where top actor Jennifer Aniston says that she stays youthful by...
By what?
By liberally applying Caniston antifungal cream to any problem areas you might have.
Between the toes? Or wherever?
Between your toes, yeah. In Jennifer Caniston. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Jen. TMI.
Ray Foley. Weekday afternoons from 2. Today FM.
Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.